here at Rosie on the House is we're here to protect, inform, and entertain our Arizona homeowners for the purpose of becoming your best friend. We're reviewing this hour the topics y'all most often reached out to us in this past year wanting to know more information about. What caught your eye, Romy, when you're looking over this list?
Well, my favorite in the top 15 was number 7. Where does Arizona get its power? Just because the more research you do on that, you just realize how fascinating the utility industry is and how unique Arizona is. And it was just, you know, one thing after another that you had no idea and you learned. And I mean, just the massive amount of data that you had to absorb. And even still, just when you're standing inside the dome at Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant, there's, you could point at one thing. What's that? I have no idea. I mean, there's so much to it. It's very simple how it all works when they draw it on a their graph on here's how the power. But, I mean, to go into each one of these individual stations and the thousands of details that it takes for every single step along the way and the amount of water it takes to generate electricity. The relationship with electricity and water was probably the most fascinating to me.
Even and especially in, you think of hydroelectric. Yeah, sure. You build the dam and you get those turbines. So yeah, it does take a lot of water. I don't think a lot of people realize how much water it takes to run a nuclear power plant.
Nuclear or coal or, all these power generation stations, they're just steaming water. And the steam spins the turbines and the turbines generate the electricity. It's just what heat source are you using? Are you using coal? Well, I know one coal station that's not. But
oh, did you see that video?
No,
speaking of current events.
I heard y'all talking about it, but I didn't see it.
Just last week, they blew all three towers up at the coal plant on the Navajo Indian Reservation. Yeah, pretty cool video.
And that's the plant that used to, and speaking of water and electricity, get this, that plant used to supply electricity to the Mark Wilmer pumping station.
That's right.
At CAP that pumps all the water out of the Colorado River and starts the canal system. So that use, the main source of, or the main purpose of that power plant was to pump water.
At the CAP.
Yeah.
Out of the Colorado River.
And a lot of that water eventually ends up getting used at Palo Verde because a lot of the wastewater from Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, I don't remember all the cities, but not all of them, send their water after it's been treated out to Palo Verde, and all the water that Palo Verde uses is not all of it, but a lot of it's reclaimed wastewater from Metro Phoenix area.
It's a small army at Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant whose job assignment is water maintenance.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's a whole division.
It's a water treatment. Yeah,
it is. It's very interesting. So we do have Palo Verde. We have coal-fired plants. We've got natural gas-fired plants. We're actually experimenting with a couple newer styles where on the far west valley, they're actually incinerating rubbish at temperatures that get so high. They're actually beginning to generate electricity with that. How would you like to turn a whole landfill into a city's worth of electricity? Man, that kind of ingenuity just is spectacular. That just absolutely thrills me to death.
And you know another funny thing that you never think about this, but the utility grid is reliant on the utility grid. Like,
oh, yeah.
Palo Verde pays for its power to turn the lights on to generate the electricity.
You
got to have another source of energy just to turn on the power plant to start generating electricity. So they pay a power bill just like every other business and home in Arizona. Palo Verde pays the power bill.
And then we have the massive intrusion of solar, both commercially and individually, singly, on residences throughout the state. That's made huge inroads in the last decade.
Solar's been a big part of, and will be a growing part. And why not? We've got a lot of sun out here.
Why not? And then wind? We got a little wind up at Williams Way.
If you've noticed all of the parts to the wind turbines going up 60, it's hard to see them in transit because they're so big. Most of it gets moved at night when traffic's low. But you'll see it along the day in different spots along the 60 going up to 93 is just where they've parked because that's as far as they made it till before the traffic in the morning kicked up and they had to pull over and wait. So a big, big wooden operation going into Williams. And I know Tucson Power and Electric, they have a lot of their, I can't remember the exact number, but they're switching a number of their electric source to wind power. But it's not local. It's all coming from a wind farm in New Mexico.
And there's some big ones in New Mexico. And of course, you've all seen the ones in California on your way to the coast.
You know, have you seen the one on 40 in Texas? I mean, as soon as you cross from New Mexico into Texas. And we did it at night. And on top of them, there's red beacons. And from the border of Texas to Amarillo, it was just blinking red lights for 60 miles.
Wow.
I mean, I couldn't tell you how many thousands of them are on that stretch.
Well, it's a interesting study on where electricity comes from. And like you say, it's very closely connected to how and where water comes from and how we manage it. And we have to kind of take our hats and tip our hats to the Arizona early pioneers for establishing the water and the power system that we have today.